First, I made this evolution from you don't call them problems, you call them challenges.
That's right.
Well, I no longer call them challenges, I call them opportunities.
There you go.
And I'm now in the opportunity of doing some great things because of what I previously called challenges and problems.
Sure.
And yes, what I do believe is we wake up every day and we feed our children. We dress our children. We take our children to school. We take very, very good care of our children. If the house were to burn down, guess what? You would still feed your children. If you got in a car wreck, you would feed your children. If you got four flat tires, you would feed your children. No matter what happens in your life, no matter what catastrophic event, you're going to feed your children. If you would learn to treat your enterprise like you do your children, can you imagine the success that you would have if you treated your enterprise like you do your children?
I just think that's wonderful because so many people come to the table and, you know, we always say you can build your business part-time, you can build it full-time, but unfortunately so many people build it some of the time and they let the excuses get in the way. What would you say to somebody like that?
That brings me to another thing. I mean, you can make excuses or you can make money, but you can't make both.
Right.
And a lot of people have excusitis.
Yes.
I would, but... I want to, but, you know, I can't because. I mean, you know, these are the
it's
excuses. It's endless. It's absolutely endless. And, you know, what you want to do in treating your enterprise like you would your children, you want to get rid of the excuses, get rid of the excusitis. You want to wake up with a passion. And, you know, we have a lot of people believe in God, Corey. Okay. So they put God first. And after God, they put family. And then they put maybe their career. And this may be a little controversial here, but I would say put your enterprise first.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I say that, Corey, is it is your enterprise that's going to take care of your children. So your children really are first because you've put your enterprise first to take care of your children. Because without your enterprise to take care of your children, then where are you at?
Yeah.
Then where are you?
Well, not only that, but what about donating to your church or helping people that are disadvantaged?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. There is so much good that can be done in the world with being able to have more prosperity, abundance, and good fortune. You know, it always amazes me, people who say, well, I don't really work for money, or I really don't want money, or money's not really important to me. Well, you know what? That money is important to the dentist. To the doctor when you take your children in, to Albertson's grocery store, to just about everywhere you go, including the post office. I mean, money's important to them and you're going to have to pay the bill.
Sure.
So why wouldn't money be important to you? Like Zig Ziglar says, you know what? Money's not everything, but it rates right up there with oxygen.
Sure, sure. So still, you're advocating having balance in your life, obviously.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
But if you want everything that you want for your children, for your family, the best universities, the nicest vacations, the best temple, the best church,
right,
the best elementary school, and right on up, preschool. And I mean, so I just love that analogy. It really, when you said it that night, it hit me right between the eyes. And I give you credit everywhere I go when I do trainings. I said it was your idea, but I hope you don't mind. I just really love that. Now, one of the other things that you are obviously hugely into is what I call, or what you call, I should say, investing in your presence. Can you elaborate on that, what it means and why people need to be doing that?
Well, you know, we don't all come into the world with the same advantages. And what can create that slight edge for yourself or the advantage over other people is investing in your in your presence, investing in yourself, investing in your presence, investing in your future, investing in personal growth and development. To me, that's key. That's the foundation for everything. Now, they used to say that real estate is the best investment in the world. Real estate, real estate, real estate. I'm sure, Corey, you've heard the same thing. Real estate being the best investment in the world. Nay, nay, I say, real estate is not. Investing in yourself, because I tell you what, if you don't have the right mindset, if you don't have the right thinking, if you don't have the right belief system, if you don't have the right blueprint, the right script, you will never invest in real estate.
It's true.
You've got to have the right mindset. Mindset is everything. That inner voice, that inner world, that development of who you are is everything. It is paramount. That's how you become a better mother, a better father, a better friend, a better entrepreneur, a better investor, a better worshiper of God, a better everything, is by developing yourself, your presence, working on you.
So sometimes I like to say that network marketing, and most people think their product is their product, you know, and obviously in a sense it is. Our product, of course, is Zango Juice. But I believe that more importantly, really, our product is people. And sometimes I refer to network marketing as leadership with a comp plan attached to it, because we get paid really. I mean, obviously we get paid on our volume, but the volume, generally speaking, is created by leaders that go out and grow an organization. So I know that you have done a lot to develop yourself personally. You can hear that in your voice. You can hear it in your conviction, in your leadership ability. So what are some of the things that you have done and continue to do to this day? Because a lot of people think you get up on top of this mountain called, you know, Mountain Premier in Zango, and you're okay. You don't need to continue your leadership or your personal development. What would you say to somebody like that?
Oh, you know what? I live for personal growth and development. I believe in it so much. I will be reading the books, doing the CDs.
You were reading the book, T. Harv Secrets of Millionaire Mind, on the way up here, I noticed.
Yes, I was, absolutely. And reading it last night and listening to Jeffrey Combs' DVD last night. You know what? Personal growth and development is who I am. I mean, till the day I die, I will be learning and attending seminars, doing CDs, listening to CDs, reading the books. I am a student of life. And I know that I am a testimonial for what that can do for one. I have become a better mother, a better friend, a better wife, a better everything because of personal growth and development. It's not just about the money I've been able to make. That's great. It's not just about the title of being premier. That's great. But it's who I've been able to become in the process. The people that I'm going to be able to inspire and transform and assist, that becomes all important, all inclusive. I aspire to inspire the masses.
And in order to do that, obviously, you've got to stay inspired yourself.
Well, like I say, Corey, you know, how do you get water from an empty well?
That's right.
There's got to be water in that well to be able to give water to others. If you're not filling yourself, then what is there to give? You've got to fill yourself. And like you were talking about, this being a people business and people connecting. We have a wonderful product. There's not a product better than Zango. There's not a company better than Zango. But what do people ultimately buy? They buy you, your leadership, your posture, your belief, your courage, your grit. People want to be in the sphere of successful people. They want to be around positive people. I have someone right now that calls me all the time from England. And he's so wonderful because you know what he says to me? I can always count on you, Barbara, to be in an incredibly good mood and inspiring whenever I call.
That's right.
You are always happy. And I can count on that. And I can depend on that. People like that. People gravitate towards that. That's what people want, is more happiness. Not just more money. More happiness in this world.
There's no doubt about it. It's kind of funny sometimes. If I answer the phone and I'm, you know, kind of just mellow on a Sunday afternoon, somebody will say, "What's wrong with you?" You know, because normally I'm like, "Hello." And over the years, I've trained myself so that, you know, even if I am, you know, because let's face it, even people that are leaders and accomplished, they have their down days. I mean, that's just a part of life. But I know that I program myself that when I pick up that phone, I'm not going to share any of that drama. And so, boom, I'm there. I feel like it's my obligation to think of my organization first. And like I said, even if I'm kind of mellow, I still feel like I want to show them, which is really my true self, really happy and want to inspire people. So do you ever have down days?
Oh, well, you know what they say, Corey, flip that switch, light that fire, stroke those flames of desire. You know, hey, it's flipping the switch.
Yeah, exactly.
It's making a choice. You choose to be successful. You decide to be successful. You decide to be happy. You decide to be positive. I train my team in my Zango organization that, you know what? Get rid of those words. Fine, okay, good, all right. how pedestrian, how mediocre, how mundane. And it's all habits. It's just habit. Develop the new habit. Brilliant, fantastic, marvelous, outstanding, never better, too blessed to be stressed, outrageous. You pick one, but pick one that lights your fire, makes your day, and you can identify with. Get in the habit and answer with that every day. And I'll tell you what, I promise you on my life, if you are having a bad day and you answer with the belief that you feel that answer, you'll feel it. It'll change your attitude around.
You said brilliant, and I know that you probably got that from your team in England.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And I had the opportunity to travel over there. You asked me while I was out in Germany to stop over in London, and of course, that's exactly what I did because I have so much admiration and respect for you and got to spend some wonderful time with your team. Tell us a little bit about that story and how that came to be, because I don't think you knew anybody in England, but you apparently wanted to expand your enterprise across the big pond, as we say, and now it's thriving over there. So talk about, for somebody that wants to expand their business internationally, some of the things that they can do to achieve that.
Well, you know what? Interesting that you asked me that question, Corey. And let's get into the truth of this. I mean, it really all started with an idea. And when I talk about mindset being everything, that's where it started, was having the right mindset.